If you have your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 2 this morning. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. Everybody know a very familiar story, the Christmas story. The Bible says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel, with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them." I want to preach just a minute, and if God will be my help this morning, on this thought: a sign of a Savior. A sign of a Savior. As we see this morning, we see the mighty hand of God and Him moving, and we see this story of the Lord Jesus Christ and the birth of that great Savior. How He came to men, praise God. He came to me and you. He came from heaven, praise the Lord. He came from the portals of glory, and He came down to us. And as we see this today, we see a very special occasion taking place. But I want to say that as we see this, the Bible says that there was no room for the end, in the end, for this baby to be born. There was no place found for the Lord Jesus. I hate the day that we're living in, that there's so many hearts that there's no place found for the Lord. Amen? There's no time made for the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no help gotten from the King of Glory. But I'm saying, to praise God's name, I'm glad He came to give all those things. I'm glad He came to meet all of our needs and to help each and every one of us in so many different ways. And I think today, praise God, from the depths of my heart, what He done for me on the cross of Calvary, how He came to where I was when I was lost without Him. I didn't know where to do, didn't have nowhere to go to. But praise God, I'm glad He came to me. Amen. He reached down, touched my heart, showed me my need, showed me I was an old sinner in need of a Savior. I was doomed and down for a devil's hell. Thought I'd spend eternity lost without God. But Jesus came to me, sent the Holy Ghost of God, stirred my heart, and saved me from my sins. Amen. Did you hear what I said? I said He saved me from my sins. I don't live in sinfulness no more. I'm living to serve a Savior, praise God, who loved me and died for those sins. And He helps me every day to be the man that He'd have me to be, the person that had me to be, the husband that had me to be, the pastor that He'd have me to be. And I give God all the glory for that. But as we see in this story here that she had her firstborn son, the Bible said that it was that the days were accomplished, she should be delivered. And she had her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And then angels appeared to the shepherds in the field, and they spoke to the shepherds, and they gave them a message and a statement, praise God, as that even from the portals of glory. But I want to just say something this morning, make a bold statement. I want to say it was more than just a stable that Jesus was born in. I want to say it was more than just a shepherd, praise God, that the God of glory and the angel of glory appeared to. And I want to say it was more than just a statement that was made. Praise God. I want to say it was a special statement that was made to those angels. And I want to say all of that came from glory. It came from God, that it would be a help for mankind, that a promise would be kept from the God of glory. Amen. Ain't you glad that God's still in the promise-keeping business? Amen. Praise the Lord. He's still fulfilling. He's still keeping every promise that He made. And I thank God for that. Praise the Lord. But as we see this, we see the time and the place. And we see, like I say, it's not just a stable that He came to, but it was a precious, a special place, a place where the Lamb of God would be birthed and brought into this world. And oh, what a special place that was. And as we begin to look at the Word of God, God tells us about that most magnificent place, a place where a Savior would be born. You know, how do you know, preacher, that a Savior would be born? Because God said they would. Not only did He say that there'd be a Savior born, He said, I'll tell you the place where He'll be born. He said, it'll be in Bethlehem, Ephrata. He said, that's where He'll be born. That's where the Lord God of glory will manifest unto the people of this world. He said, oh God, what a blessing it is to know that there's a God that loved us enough not to only tell us about a Savior, not to only give us a promise of a Savior, but to tell us where He'd come into this world. Yeah, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Micah chapter 5, the Bible says, but thou, Bethlehem, Ephrata, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall He come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Amen. He said, there's coming one forth. Praise God. He said, He always has been, and He always will. I'm glad that's who my God is. I'm glad that's who the Lord is. I'm glad that's who our Savior is today. He's the God of glory. Amen. He always has been. He always will be a God. Praise the Lord. He was 100% man, just like me and you. But Brother David, He was also 100% God. Amen. He was 100% man, and He was 100% God. He never failed. He never come short. He never done anything to disrespect His Heavenly Father, to bring reproach upon His name. But praise God, He was always about the Father's business. And we see this place, this most special place, where the Bible said He would be brought into the world. Micah chapter 4 tells us about this great ruler, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, if you will. In Micah chapter 4, in verse 6, He said, in that day saith the Lord, I will assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that halteth a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation. But now watch this, that the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth, even forever. He said, I'm going to give them a ruler, I'm going to give them a God, and I'm going to give them a Savior, praise God, and He'll always be that God, that always be that ruler, and He'll always be that Savior. And what a promise we have. You say, well, preacher, boy, He really blessed him. Praise God, I want to say it's the same for me and you. Amen. Amen. We have the same Savior today, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want you to notice verse 8. A very special verse He gives us here in verse 8. And He said, and thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come. Amen. And He said, even the first dominion and the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. He said, glory be to God. He said, let me show you. He said, let me just lay it out here how it's going to happen. He said, hey, He said, O thou, O tower of the flock. What was He talking about? He was talking about the tower of the flock. He was talking about that Migdal Ebar. He was talking about that place that was mentioned through the Word of God. God kept telling us about this place. He kept reminding us of this place. Why? Because that place was going to be important someday. Very important. Amen. And God was preparing a place. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation. And if I've told you before, if something's important in Genesis, praise God, it's still important when it gets to Revelation. Amen. And God doesn't change His mind about it. If you look at Genesis chapter 35, in Genesis chapter 35 and in verse 21. The Bible says, "And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the Tower of Edar." Amen. What happened here? We see that Rachel had travailed as they was going up to Jerusalem, as they was coming into Bethlehem. She travailed and she died in childbirth there outside of Bethlehem. Amen. And it was they journeyed beyond the Tower of Edar. That's Migdal Edar that they talk about here. It's that place, praise God, of the tower, that tower of the flock. Amen. That literally means a tower of the flock. And we see here as he says, a tower, he said, "Oh thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come." What will come? He said, the blessing, the King, the God of glory, praise God, will be presented at this place. Amen. So not only was it a place, it was a special place designated by God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, "Well, preacher, what are you trying to say?" I'm saying God had a plan in His mind. Yeah. Amen. And God still got a plan in His mind. And God's going to execute His plan down to the letter. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. He said, "Every dot and every tittle, praise God, will be in its place." He said, "There'll be, glory to God." He said, "There'll be nothing left out of God's plan." Amen. You say, "Boy, that's exciting." Well, let me say this, that you are a part of God's plan this morning. Me and you as individuals, praise God, you are a part of God's plan. And He don't want you to be left out either. Praise the Lord. So He's made a place for you. He made a place where you could come in and make a place so that you could get in. Even in these last days we live. A lot of people say, "Well, preacher, this world just so wicked. How can anybody get in?" By trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. By coming to a place in our life that we realize who God is. So God made this place, not just any place, but a special place. You say, "What is this Migdal Edar? So this is a special place that God, it's the tower of the flock. It's a place where they would, where the shepherds would come and they would watch the ewes as they was getting ready to give birth, and they would watch them and they would bring them into this place. It was a birthing room for those lambs, where those little lambs would be brought into the world. Amen. And he said, just beyond that, praise God, he said that they traveled on to Israel. He traveled on just a little farther, just a little past that place of birthing. Amen. Praise God. Does it blow your mind where his wife had died during childbirth? Praise God. And he traveled just a little place past the birthing place of the lamb. Amen. It wasn't just any lamb, praise God. It was sacrificial lambs. It was those lambs that would be birthed for sacrifices in the temple. Amen. Glory to God. Can you see this playing out? It's not just any place. It was a special place. It was a place, amen, that was for God's glory. It was a place that was sanctified. Praise God. It was a place that was set aside for, it wasn't a nasty, dirty stable like we believe. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, I believe that." I was told, "Well, it was just an old cow stable." No, I won't say, praise God, it was a special place set aside for a sacrificial lamb. Amen. It was sanctified. It was purified. It was a place, praise God, where it could be brought into the world undefiled. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those sacrificial lambs had to be undefiled. They had to be without spot or blemish. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. They said, "Hey, listen, we ain't got no room for you in the inn. Ain't no place here in the town for you. Hey, the census has got everything filled up." Now, if they had got there early that morning, they might have got a place. Might have been able to make them some room. But that ain't the way God worked it out. Because God didn't intend for them just to be in any place. Amen. God had prepared him a place. Amen. He told us what that place would be. And he brought Mary and Joseph to that place. I want to say, Lord, the same God that did that's the same God, praise the Lord, that's prepared a place for me and you. And if we're willing, He'll bring us to that place. Amen. And He'll put us in our place. And He'll lead us in our place. And He'll help us in our place. He'll do that for us, praise God. That needs to be done in our life. He brought them to a birthing place of those sacrificial lambs, those Passover lambs, if you will. Amen? Those that would be sacrificed during the sacrificial offerings. Amen? So we see that this was not just a plain stable, not just any stable. But praise God, this was a special place that God had prepared. And these were not just any shepherds. These were special shepherds. Amen? Now watch what it says here. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now I want you to notice this. This doesn't say flocks. A lot of our songs, a lot of our poems, a lot of our things that we write about, and we say our flock, watching over their flocks by night. But that isn't what God says. This is singular. He said there's some special shepherds watching over a special flock. Amen? He said these shepherds was watching over a special flock. They was watching over those flocks, praise God, that would be sacrificial, that would birth the sacrificial lambs. Amen? They were special called for a special purpose. Amen? Why would you say, well, why? Praise God, they was looking for a sacrifice. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you see this? It means they had to be trained. Amen. These fellows was trained up. They had a specific task that they had to follow. Not only did they have specific training, but they had a specific purification. They had to stay pure. They had to stay in a place. Amen. And in order to do those, in order to be able to examine and to certify these sacrificial lambs, they had to be watchful. They had to be looking. They had to be watching. They had to be anticipating. Amen. They weren't just any shepherds. They were special shepherds. Hey, listen, you young people, when you do the Christmas program, you young people, I get to be a shepherd. Praise God, you're a special shepherd. Amen. And God called every one of us to be a special shepherd. Praise God. Amen. To what? Be watchful, to be inspectors, praise God. To be certifiers, praise God. That certifiers of our own life, then certifiers to help with others around us. It's the way God designed this to be. You say, how do you know? Because everything we see in the Word of God is an example to us. Amen. Everything we see in here is an example for me and you that we can use, praise God. But he brought Mary and Joseph to Migdal Edar. Amen. That place of sacrificial offerings. Amen. The traditional place of the Passover lambs. Praise God. Now there's a place in Israel and they say, well, this is where he was born. But I'll tell you what, I've been there three times and I haven't felt a thing in that place. I'll be honest. They say, well, this is where tradition says that he was born. But I've never felt nothing there. I'm just being honest. Maybe it's just me. But I went over there in that shepherd's field. Hey man, I sat down there and I got to looking out across the shepherd's field. And praise God, and I got to looking over that place of Migdal Edar, that place of the sacrifice, that place where the lamb, those little old lambs were sacrificed. And boy, I tell you, there was the Holy Spirit of God in that place, amen, that gripped my heart. And all these, and I'd been looking and seeing, I'd said, Lord, can you just show me, what am I missing? And it's just like God opened my eyes and He said, hey, you're missing my Word. He said, I tell you where it happened. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said it was Migdal Edar. He said the place of the flock. Praise the Lord. He said that place of observation. A place where I'd bring him into this world. A place that was pure and purified, sanctified. Praise God. Amen. He said he brought forth their firstborn son and he wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Amen. So we see it was a special place. Not just any place, but a special place. We see not only was they just a shepherd, but they were special shepherds. Amen. They were watchful. They were expectant. Amen. They were born under, these little lambs were born under the watchful eye of these shepherds. They knew they were trained. Amen. They would give close examination. of those little lambs when they were born. They would inspect them from head to toe, or head to hoof. Amen. They would inspect them from head to hoof to make sure there was no imperfections. Amen. They would certify them. Amen. They would say, okay, this one is okay. This one is qualified to be a sacrifice. It's good enough to be a sacrifice to God. And when they had examined them, when they had certified them, then they would take those swaddling clothes, and they would wrap their little legs and stuff to protect them from any damage and any harm coming to them. Amen. I want to say what God does for us, praise God. He examines us, He certifies us, and He wraps us in the swaddling clothes of the Lord Jesus Christ, in that cloth of righteousness, to help us all the days of our life, to protect us from harm. Amen. Praise God. See, if we miss this, you miss the whole picture. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he said, these shepherds were abiding in the field, keeping watch overnight. And they would check this sacrifice, and if his sacrifice was appropriate, it'd be set aside for the glory of God. And if it wasn't, it would be set aside for common use. In other words, it could become lamb chops. Amen. They would be separated out. So we see it wasn't just a common stable, but it was a special place. We see it wasn't just a common shepherd, but he's a special shepherd. And we see it is not just a common statement, but it's a statement of promise, amen, that God gives us. God gives us a statement of promise. Praise God. When He begins to speak to our heart in Luke chapter 2 here in verse 15, He said, "And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.'" He said, let's go see the promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what they said. They said, you know what? He said, this thing coming. He said, let's go see the promise. God says the promise has been fulfilled. Let's go see the promise. Amen. Praise God. One day, youngins, glory to God, we're going to get to see the promise. Amen. Amen. Hey, glory be to God. I tell you, if we get in the book and we get in the study and we get in the Spirit, praise God, we can see the promise even now. Amen. We can peek into glory. We can see the promises of God. Praise the Lord. As we begin to study on the Word of God, begin to look at the Word of God. See, the angels had come and spoke to them. They had spoke to these shepherds as they were abiding in the field, keeping watch over their little flock. Amen. Those special little ewe lambs, praise God, set aside for the sacrifice of the Lord. Praise God. And said the angel said unto them, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of God shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. But now watch this. Amen. We get our sign from our sign of a Savior. And the Bible said, and the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And now watch this. Sometimes I just almost wonder if God's got a sense of humor. He said, "And this shall be a sign unto you." For Victor, it's like God said, "Here's your sign." He said, "Hey, listen, fellas, I don't want you to miss this. I want you to be able to see it, so I'm going to give you a sign. I'm going to give you a billboard." Praise God. He said, "This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Amen. See, this wouldn't have worked too well with just ordinary shepherds. But with these special shepherds, God says, "Here, I'm gonna give you a sign. I want to reveal to you the promise." And he said, "For unto you is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Amen. When the angel of the Lord said that to these special shepherds, a light went off. They said, oh man, he must be a... He said, you'll have to go over here. You have to go down to the end of the boulevard and take a left and go to the end of the street and take a right and up there on the hill. Oh, he did not. He said, praise God. He said, you'll find him wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. And those special shepherds watching over that special flock, they said, glory be to God. He said, this is none other than Migdal Eder. We've got to get over there, amen, to the tower of the flock. Praise God. There's something happening over there. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. They beat out of there, praise God, just as hard as they could go to see the promise of God. It amazed me because they said, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. And see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. He said, the promise of God has come to pass. He said, boys, let's go see it. Amen. Let's go see it. He said, let's go see the promise of God. But see what they were saying? He said, let's go see the Savior. Amen. Let's go see the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd say that's what God would say to us. He said, why don't you come see the Savior? Come see the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that's died for the sins of the world. Praise God. See, they understood the sign. To me and you, that wouldn't have made no difference. A lot of people, that wouldn't have made no sense. But to them, they realized that he was speaking to that place of the Passover lamb. Amen. He knew the place. They knew about the swaddling clothes. Praise God. They knew where that was at. They knew the significance of the swaddling clothes. Amen. Praise God. They knew where they could find that. They knew where they could find the manger. They knew where they could find those swaddling clothes. They knew that they was a special place. So these fellows that had the special call upon them. Amen. They were called to come and certify the situation. Amen. They come and inspect it and examine it and see what they found. Praise God. They were there to inspect it and certify it. Praise God. That it was the Word of God. Amen. And they was given a sign. Praise God. That sign of a Savior. Praise God. And I can just imagine my mind's eye, Brother Rex, as they was beating it over there toward Migdal Eder, and they was climbing the mountain, going up there to the tower. Amen. That tower of Migdal Eder, tower of the flock. And they, by the way, in Israel, they've excavated a place right on the outskirts of Bethlehem, and they said it is Migdal Eder. Amen. The tower, the place of the tower of the flock. It's even a nest of excavation as we're speaking this morning. Amen. And you can see God as it playing this out. He's laying this thing out here, praise God, so that we can see it. He said, here's a sign of a Savior, praise God. Amen. We're getting to see this because He's coming and He wants us to know that it's real. Amen. Filled to the dot and the tittle, praise God, of the Word of God. Amen. Truth is being laid out right before us. And praise the Lord. And he said, these special shepherds, praise God, they go and they said, let's go see this thing that has been brought to pass, which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying, what? In a manger. Praise the Lord. Just like he said it would be. Amen. There he was. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Who told them? God did. Amen. You say, what did they preach? They went out and proclaimed, praise God, that the Lord Jesus, amen, the precious Lamb of God, He's here. Amen. Amen. They said, He's here. He's here. Praise the Lord. Everywhere they went, they proclaimed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all they that heard it wondered at those things were told them by the shepherds. They said, praise God. You know why a lot of people can't believe it? Because they can't see it. Yeah. Amen. But I want to say you can't see it with your natural eye. But praise God, you can see it with your spiritual eye. You can see the Lord Jesus Christ. You can see Him real. You can see Him alive. Amen. You can see Him living. You can see Him dying. You can see Him living again. Praise God, sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. Praise the Lord. He said they knew, they heard that it's true, but they didn't believe it. He said Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. But now watch this, verse 20. He said, then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. They said, guess what? Said, God said it. And glory be to God. They said, Brother Bud, and we seen it. Amen. Said, God said it. Brother Bill, and we've seen it. How many times here in our own experiences has God said it, Brother Vic? And we've seen it. We've seen it. You'd say, preacher, what are we? Well, I seen Jesus save my soul. Amen. God said, I love you and I'll save you. Praise God, I got to see it on a Wednesday night, 1976. Praise God, a sign of a Savior, praise God, was given to me. And I saw the sign and I accepted the Savior. Praise the Lord. God laid this thing out. He gave a special place. He gave special people. He gave special shepherds, and because He was going to make a special statement that would ring throughout eternity, world without end. He said, praise God, God has kept His promise unto Israel and unto me and you. Praise God that He had sent a Savior to save mankind. Praise the Lord. And our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and it not of yourself. Amen. Not as works, lest any man should boast. But praise God, I'm glad it's through that marvelous grace of God that He gave us a sign of a Savior. And all we have to do is receive the sign and receive the Savior. Praise God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Amen. He sent this Savior. He sent Him to a special place. Praise God. And I'm glad that God allows us to see in these last days the precious Lamb of God. See the truth. See, because He is truth. And we see, and when we see the truth, we get to see the Savior. Amen. And boy, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but that's special. Amen. Because we can see the Lord Jesus Christ. We can see it in His. He laid it out for us, and He makes it make sense. Amen. He sent a little virgin, a Jewish virgin girl. Amen. She was conceived of the Holy Ghost of God, God the Father. Praise God, bear a son in a manger and in a stable. Praise God, a special place, had special shepherds to tell the story, and gave the greatest statement of glad tidings, amen, to all men everywhere, that Jesus Christ is born. I love that old song, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Praise God, that Jesus Christ is born. Amen. He was promised, and He came, He lived, He loved, and He saves us from our sins. Praise God. What a Savior we have. Amen. That's what Christmas is about. Amen. It's about a Savior that came to a specific place at a specific time with a specific purpose to save old sinners like me and you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I've got a Savior today that loved me that much, but He also loved you that much.